stand there. All by and by. And I got to add this in here because my wife made my last week just a wonderful week.
Wonderful.
She, all before, as we were going through the week, before my birthday got here, doing different things, you know. And I don't want that to be misled, honey. It wasn't taken for granted. She really just went out of her way to make my week a beautiful week. And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful. I don't want to get misled. I love my mother, but I love my wife. She has been my rock. She's been my rock. She is sometimes a little bit telling me what to do more than I want to do. Do this. But she's doing her duties, I guess. And I thank God for my wife. You all know how it's going, right? I don't hide that part. If you have your Bible, can you turn to John 20th chapter? And I'm going to read 19 and 20, then I'm going to skip to 24. John, the 20th chapter, beginning at verse 19. That I will share. It reads like this, beginning at the 19th verse, the 20th chapter of John. Then the same day, at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus, and stood in the midst, and said unto them, Peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hand and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. On to verse 24. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciple therefore said unto him, We have seen the Lord. That's what they said to Thomas. But he said unto them, Except I shall see in his hand the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails. See, this is a hardcore guy. And thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. Now, this is an apostle. And after 8 days, again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, Peace be unto you. Then say he to Thomas, Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side. And be not faithless, but believe. And Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God. Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet believe. And I'm going to stop there. And I want to talk about no longer doubting. No longer doubting. There are some other scriptures where Jesus was meeting some people on the road. They were on the road to Damascus. They were walking after their Jesus' death. And Emmaus, the apostle, were some disciples, not apostles. They were walking along the road, and Jesus came alongside of them, and they didn't know who he was. And he walked alongside of them, and they invited him, and then they finally found out that it was Jesus. But many of them, even though they they saw him die, but they did not, they still doubted whether he was actually rose from the grave, whether he risen from the grave. They doubted. They didn't believe that. They had a hard time believing. Well, you and I, if somebody told us, watch, I'm going to get up from the grave, y'all. Yeah, it's okay, buddy. You know. And then I know they saw all the healings they did, but they doubted the power of raising up himself from the dead, which is only God to do such a thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Only God can do such a thing.
Witness.
This confusion is still leading to undoubt today. You and I have been blessed that we've been able to believe and have not seen him. Thank God for that in us. Because there are a lot of people walking today don't believe Jesus got out of the grave. They don't believe that Jesus came. Half of the Jewish people don't believe Jesus actually came. They're still waiting for the Messiah. But here you and I believe that, oh yeah, the Messiah came and he rose and went to his Father. We believe that. And nothing can doubt us with that. But there are those who are doubting. Apostle Thomas, his name Didymus means the twin, that he had a twin, was absent when Jesus came the first time. He was absent. And I want to use that word many times. People who were living in doubt Christ were absent from the teachings of Christ. We were absent from knowing Christ. When we were young, a lot of children didn't get to hear about Jesus. So they were absent from the learnings about who Jesus was. So now they get 20 years old and they're told to believe some man got out of the grave.
Right.
And they weren't even taught that as a young person. Like some of us were. We, some of us went to Sunday school and stuff like that. We heard it. Yeah. Some of them kids never went.
Yeah.
So how can they believe now 20 years old a man and I'm supposed to believe what?
My God.
That's a hard thing.
Yeah.
And to us it might seem, but to them who had not had some hearing going on and being reminded that if you don't be careful, you're going to hell, and you know, you gotta live right. And you know, even though we might not have been in church, we heard enough of that in our community. Bad people don't go to heaven, though. You know, see, they don't, some of them never heard this stuff.
Never heard.
So they are in the absent stage. So no wonder they're doubting, because they were absent from that teaching. When you're absent from that teaching, you never get a chance to build a relationship.
Yeah.
And I will say this, I will say this, Reverend Marshall, since I met him, has always talked about the relationship with Christ.
Amen.
If you don't have that, you cannot. That's the problem with people who come to church and then they walk away because they never built a relationship.
Come on.
You got to have that relationship. Because if you don't have that relationship, that means you are absent from the teaching and now you doubting that he could ever live. You got to have that in order for that relationship to be the truth. So this, as a matter of fact, most people are in what you might call the lost and found. The lost and found. Even when something is lost and found, nobody owns it. Mm-hmm. Somebody go and look at it, oh, that's mine. I can claim that because I want it. But we don't know who owns it. It's in the lost and found. That's where many of us were in the beginning. We were in the lost and found. We were lost.
That's it.
And thank God we were found.
Thank you.
We were in the lost and found.
Uh-huh.
We were lost. You couldn't go from the lost and the found until you had belief.
Yes.
You don't have no belief, you don't go to the found.
Mm-hmm.
You stay in the lost and the found.
All right.
In the lost group. I had fun. This putting this together was, you might not understand it, but the way I was able to see it, the way the Lord gave it to me, you know, gave me a whole different perspective of when I write my sermons. I generally see, I don't write my sermons off of notes and stuff, fifth notes off the internet. A lot of preachers, that's where the sermons come from.
Man. That's right.
Yeah. I don't do that. Mine is just, Lord, I just give me something to tell people.
Yeah, that's right.
And then he gives me something, and then I start getting excited about it. Sometimes I start writing so fast, I can't even keep it. Yeah. I'm just doing like this. I don't know what I wrote. Oh, man. I'm like, what did that say? What did I do? I'm writing it like that, and I get a fever for it. And I don't know. I can't explain it to you.
Yeah.
All I know is, this is what happened here, and I started scratching.
Mm-hmm.
I had to stop myself and go get control now. and this is why I'm more controlled than I should be, because I'm surprised that I'm able to deliver this like I'm delivering it, because it showed me how, when I looked at it, only the Holy Ghost, I believe, can show me this.
Yeah.
Show me that first, you got to be absent. That's why people don't do it. I didn't see it in the Bible as an accent, but I saw what happened to Thomas. He was what? Absent. But the Holy Spirit showed me where he was. Even though he was an apostle, he was absent from the teaching. And then he could not believe because he was what?
Absent.
Oh man, I tell you this, y'all see that boy's crazy, man. He's really crazy, bro. His mom's right. He's a little different. I see. When you are absent from this teaching, you are more available to Satan's attacks.
Yes, sir.
Because you don't have the shield, the protection. You don't have it. When you are absent, Satan sees, he's in the lost group. Let me stomp on him right now. Let me let him know that he ain't got nothing. And look, he wants to even go down to the tired person, let them read the palms for me. And I'm gonna give them in the mind. Let them go read it, tell you what your future gonna be.
I know.
You know, that's what they do. They follow all these other things to do.
Yeah.
And so their unbelief is piled upon them.
Yeah.
With all this other negative stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so now there's a whole lot that's gotta be peeled away from them.
Yes, sir.
To bring them to the light.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Of believing. All because of absenteeism.
Yes.
That they've experienced. Thomas was told by his brothers about Jesus that they see. Now, and you're in my mind, listen now, we're talking about Thomas is not just anybody.
Mm-hmm.
He's what? An apostle. He was up in the mountains when Jesus was teaching.
Uh-huh.
I'm wondering, was he asleep or not? Now, what was going on? You know how you were in class in school? Some people were sleeping in class.
Yeah.
They missed those notes that Jesus gave
them. Yeah. Amen.
Like some of us, we were in school, we missed some notes because we were sleeping. We were in the building, but we were absent from the teacher. And so here, Thomas says, I just can't stand to see him, but I must also feel. That's what Thomas said. He said, look, you can say all you want. I ain't seen him, but I believe. But if I can't even put my hand in his side,
yes, sir.
I want to see him And I want to feel this opening in his side. And he was the one that I saw on that cross.
Mm-hmm.
And I know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
He will not believe. He's a stubborn, doubting Thomas. That's why they called him the doubting Thomas. So Thomas went from absent to unbelief, because he didn't believe, to obstinate, stubborn.
Yeah.
Stubborn now, because you know, now it's not just that, oh, I need to see him, but I still got to touch him. He's a stubborn Negro. That's what he was. Hardcore. Hardcore. Nobody could tell him no. And that's where half of the world is.
Yeah.
Nobody can tell them nothing.
Yeah.
Hardcore.
Amen. Yeah.
I ain't got to know. You don't know more than I know. You know, I mean, come on. We seen it in the White House.
Uh-huh.
Ain't nobody can tell Donald Trump nothing.
Right.
Even the doctors told him about the virus, and he said, nah, tell him it's gonna go past. This will pass. This is gonna, you know. That kind of talk that he knows what he's talking about and don't know
nothing.
But put out like he knows everything he's talking about. And then a fool will believe a fool. And that's what happened. This whole virus thing should have been shut down a whole lot sooner if they had followed the mask procedure, but no way near this many people would have died. But because they got them obstinate and those people that would follow Donald Trump to the grave. Follow him to the grave. Because there was nobody that really believed. Even some of the churches now, some of the ministers passed away because of stupidity. Having their church open, doing the height of that thing, having their churches open, people getting sick in it, and the ministers, pastors died. Now South Circle, a big church. Talk about that God can keep me from, God is going to protect me. Yeah, but God is not, don't be foolish. God will tell you, walk in front of a car, you won't get hit, you won't get died, you won't kill. But these folk had this stubborn stuff. Verse 26 says, after 8 days, they came back again. Thomas was with them. And I like how Jesus comes in. He doesn't come in knocking on the door. Yeah, hey, that's it, y'all. Somebody look out. That wouldn't happen. He didn't do that. He just come on in the house.
Yes, he did.
Because he said, this is my house. I own the place. I own everything here. And he comes in the midst of it.
Yes, sir.
And all they see is, oh, where you come from? You know, that's what they saw. And he let them know who he was.
Yes.
And he didn't get into a lot of conversation about anything. But he went straight to Thomas.
Yeah, he did.
Like, I know what you've been saying, brother.
Yeah, he did.
I've been listening to your foolish mess. You're going to be one of mine. Why were you so stubborn? Because you were absent and you became an unbeliever and stubborn at that. He told Thomas not to be faithless. But believe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not to be faithless. And that's the problem we have in our world. Faithless is prevalent, overwhelming. Even to some degree in the church. It's hard to say that.
It's true, though.
Hard to say that.
It's true, right?
Hard to accept that. But we got people in the church that really just ignoring out of practice.
Amen.
You know, they go to church out of practice. That's what we're supposed to do. No, it's a worship. We're going to worship God. And if worshiping Him is not on your mind, then you're missing the relationship. You come to worship Him. And then be obedient to the word, assembling of the saints, which is in there. But most of all, you came to worship God.
Amen.
And to worship him in what? Spirit and truth.
Amen.
That's the worship thing. Because there are those who don't worship him in spirit and truth. They worship him out of an obedience.
My Lord.
Of trying to say, I'm pleasing God. Mm. But see, you got, he tells us three. Spirit and truth.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only reason we come. And then when we come, it draws us because it brings the fellowship. But the bottom line is, if you don't worship him in spirit and in truth, then you're not worshiping him according to the word of God. And you're basically sounding brass and tingling cymbals. And it's something that we need to be aware. And that's why you got to keep yourself inspired. You know, the scriptures tell us to encourage yourself, what? In the word. Encourage yourself. That's how you keep this spiritual thing going. That's why you're able to love your neighbor, because of this spiritual thing. You can't love people that don't like you unless the Spirit of God is in your heart.
Amen.
Your natural instinct is, you don't like me, well, I don't like you either. That's the natural instinct. But because of the love of God in us, we can love our enemies.
Amen.
That's the truth. We can love them. We know that we don't feel comfortable with them, but we know that person lacks a relationship with Jesus. That's why their heart is so hardened. They don't have that relationship. Jesus said to Thomas, how blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed.
Mm-hmm.
You and I have not seen, but we believe.
Yes.
That right there. Our faith has been sharpened by our love for God and our truth, the truth of the word.
Amen.
Our faith has been sharpened by the truth of the word, because we accept the word of truth. We believe. If it wasn't for the word of God, we wouldn't believe either.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
We believe because of the word. Not because of someone, even though people told us.
Yes.
But what they told us was the word.
Yes.
If they didn't tell us the word, we would not believe. We would be false. But we believe because of the word. We believe the word. That's what we believe. We believe what people told us, but we go check it to see if it's true.
Amen.
If it's in here, you and I believe it's in the Bible. If God said it, that's enough for me. That's what we say, amen?
Amen.
God said it, that's enough. I don't care about nobody else.
Yeah.
I know what his word has said to me. I trust God's word.
Bless the Lord. Amen.
Thomas became a believer after he was able to put his hands in the sides of Jesus.
Yes.
He became a believer. He was no longer doubting Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
But he could be called believing Thomas. Thomas, now mind has been changed.
Yes, sir.
Thomas, now his heart has been changed.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to know that you have met Thomas.
All right now, sir.
You have met Thomas. Where, Pastor, did we meet Thomas?
In the mirror.
Look in the mirror.
There it is.
Look in the mirror. You have met Thomas. Because
yes,
you and I were once unbelievers. But praise be to God, when we saw the word and believed the word of truth, we became brand new creatures in Christ Jesus. We now are believers. Our hearts have been changed. Our minds have been sharpened. We've been made aware that there is one God. His name is Jesus Christ. He is.
Jesus with all my heart. I love him because he first loved me. He's my all in all. We believe it because now he is in my heart.
My God.
He lives within. I can't doubt no more because he is my everything.
Mm-hmm.
He leads and guides me every day.
My God.
I cannot doubt no more.
My Lord.
He blessed me beyond measure.
Yes.
I cannot doubt anymore.
Yes, sir.
He's my all in all. I can't help but believing that he is the Son of God.
Thank you, sir.
That was a song that your choir sings, Barbara. You can't make me doubt him.
Yes,
what you say?
I know too much about
him.
Yes,
you can't make me doubt him. I know he's in my heart. Hallelujah. He's in my heart. You can't make me doubt him.
Glory to God.
I know too much about him.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank God we know too much about him. And I'm glad about it, church.
Yes.
We know too much about him.
Hallelujah.
Satan can come with everything he wants. He can bring all kinds of diseases and everything. It don't matter. He can't change our hearts.
Because
we know too much about him.
Yes, sir.
We know who he is.
You know who he is.
No more doubting. No more doubting Thomas.
Hallelujah.
We are now believing Thomas.
Glory to God.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Y'all.
Amen.